Ayomer Avram, Bame Edaki Rashen, how would I know that I will inherit the land, right? This is a famous question that Avram asks. Bame Edaki Rashen, this is also Chazal rip on Avram, that he didn't have Emunah, that he's asking, how do I know that I will inherit this land? I know you told me that this land will be for my offspring and my children, but how do I know? So obviously the Me'ah Shilach couldn't care less about the ridiculing of Avram for this, because that's definitely not how he reads the Pasuk. Same way he didn't read Eliezer to be my successor, as my inherit me physically, but as my successor. He says, Ki Avram bikesh me'Hashem itbarach acher kol ha-beirurin shenitgale shechina al yado ba'olam ach bameh eda haynu sheikava belibi mibli shum safek. Bameh eda ki Roshana, how do I know that I will inherit this? Doesn't mean, how do I know that I'll inherit the land? I've devoted my life to serving you. I've devoted my life to be God conscious. How do I know that I will inherit that? What does it mean, inherit that? If I give you you inherit my house, what does that mean? That it's now yours. Nobody can come and say, wait, but you didn't build it. Right, I inherited it. We understand, and also law binding, inheritance is acquiring something, b'me'achuz, it's yours, right? I was just learning in the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha, what if you inherited a relative passed away on Pesach, and you inherited his inheritance, and there's chametz in the inheritance, right? Like your, right? So,
it's yours.
I know, but
if you make a kinyan on it, if there is, then you have to sell it.
Well, on Pesach.
If you make a kinyan,
can't sell on Pesach.
You don't make a kinyan on it until after.
That's a different question. Do you make a kinyan on your inheritance? Inheritance is something that's made a kinyan on you.
Is it retroactive? Or is it
it's definitely retroactive. Whatever, there's a whole inyan.
You already sold
some new, what does it say?
What?
If it makes a kinyan on you, then like...
Well, no, so that was an in the kinyan. That was all doesn't mean all potential.
So
there's a whole bipshat is that in this case you can get rid of it on Pesach, even on second day in Galus.
Word.
Yeah, and then there's another. It's not pashat, but that's one. Some of the shitas and the other shitas say that that at the end of the day you can decide that you're not receiving the inheritance yet, right? You can say, I don't want the inheritance. Until after or whatever. Then there's also an Indian.
You also not, aren't you not allowed to make a Kenyan on Shabbos?
Yeah, but the same thing. But inheritance you don't make a Kenyan. It makes a Kenyan on you. That's a whole different thing. So we see that inheritance is something that is very, very powerful, right? So Avraham Avinu says, I am serving, working, devoting my whole life to you, to bring you in the world. How do I know that it would be? Avraham says, I want to live a life where I don't have doubt. Right, he says the words of the Me'ah Shilach is ba'ech. He says ach bame eda sheyekabel belibi bli shum hefsek. How do I know that this is going to be continuous? Right, a lot of us are willing to live a life of serving God, but we're all afraid about that. You know, when our emunah is going to be shaken up. Right, we know enough people that they served God for a long time, and then all of a sudden they just Right, I have a friend, a really good friend. He married this girl, true feminist. Her dream is to be the chief rabbi of Israel, chief female rabbi of Israel. And he told her after about 4 years of marriage that he doesn't believe in God. Right? And they have a very hard and interesting marriage because they're staying together. And she's like a crazy believer, crazy feminist woman who I think is putting on his tefillin as we speak. But he doesn't believe in God, right? So Avraham Avinu says, if I'm serving, if I'm devoting my life, I need to make sure that this is not something that's going to poof, one day be like, oh, you know? And we all have that. Yeah, we're all afraid of that, you know? Oh, but what if we find artificial, somebody asked me this, what if we find artifacts? That there was no Matan Torah, ever.
How would you ever find
that? And I said to the person, I said, it wouldn't faze me one bit, because I don't believe... Because it makes sense, because they're artifacts, or because I don't see the Bible as proof that there's a Jewish story. My heart tells me that there's a Jewish story. And these are not proofs that I need, right? My emunah is beyond my knowledge. And therefore, if somebody tells me 100% proof that, I'm saying, okay, like, thank you. I didn't need proof that there is a Torah, and I don't need proof that there isn't. Avraham Avinu says, how do I know that? It says, Ve'al zeh heshiv lo. Chali egla meshuleshet. How did Avram say? Take a lamb that's 3 years old, a calf, right? This is going to be breed ben avtarim. Hainu leze titzarech lesaper. Detzarech lesaper torat lesefer torat kanim. How do you know? How do you know that the Torah is going to be forever in your heart? Take a lamb that's 3 years old. Take a calf, right? What does the three year old represent? Avodas HaKorbanos, Torah's Kohanim. How do you want to make sure that the Torah is going to be constant in your life? You know what the answer is? Avodas Hashem, Torah's Kohanim. Al yedei avoda yikaba belivcha bechol pam yoter ad sheyenikva leolam veze lashon Yerusha. So what is the Mashiach asking? Right, what is Avraham Avinu asking? Avraham Avinu is asking, at the end of the day, something very important. He's saying, what's going on? How do I live a life where the Torah... You're such a baby. You're such a baby sometimes. How do I know that my relationship with God is going to be a constant thing? And you know what God says? Gotta invest. Gotta work. Gotta do servitude.
This is like the idea of Chachma.
This is the idea of Vodas Hashem. I can't expect whatever I had, right? We know a law of physics. Whatever's in motion will always stay in motion unless there's friction, right? There's no friction in the world. If I spin a ball, that ball will forever continue going, right? But there's friction, right? What's the friction in this against your Judaism? The whole entire universe is friction. So if you're not going to continue pumping energy into that ball to move, the ball will stop. So a lot of Yidden, they go to Israel for a year. They get the ball rolling. They're amazing. And they go, not even to secular college where there's a lot of friction. They go to the illusionable college where there's no friction. But what happens? There's no such thing as no friction.
There's gravity.
There's no such thing as no friction. So what happens? With time, after one semester, two semesters, three semesters, the ball starts getting slower. But it's getting slower so slowly that you don't notice it. And then by the end of your fourth year, you have this thing that Avraham Avinu is saying, like, wait, do I believe in God or am I just been doing it because I'm doing it? Right?
I was talking to two friends last night that went to Nativ Shanabet, and both of them said that they don't go to Mingan anymore at YU.
Let me. Isn't this like the idea of Chachma that you were talking about like a while back?
Yep.
That like that you have to show. It's like the mother like accepts it automatically, but with the father you have to show that you're invested. You have to show that you really care. Yeah.
In that facet, yeah. So what the Meir Shulach is saying is at the end of the day, see, if you're let's say in yeshivas bitul Torah bitul Torah bitul Aikiyuma, then you see the friction and therefore you see the ball slowing down. Therefore, you pump more energy into the ball to move. But if you're in yeshiva, it's illusion of no friction. And the ball is slowing slowly, that you don't realize how all of a sudden you're in your senior year and you don't believe in God. You don't, why are you doing anything? Right? So Avraham Avinu says,
why are you doing anything?
Exactly. Right, but that was a little too subtle. But I see, I hear it was good. It's good. But on Purim, we added lo yadav, ben, right? That was the Avdallah that we did on Purim. That was all the doing Avdallah, b'dicha, because there is no Avdallah, there's no difference, right? That's why there's no Avdal after Purim, right? Because there's no difference. There's everything is one. That's why it's a joke. But it says here like this. This Indian is Avraham Avinu says, listen, I've devoted my whole life to you, and I want to make sure that it doesn't just stop. And God says, oh, I'll tell you how. Take an egla meshuleshet. Avodas HaKorbanos. Avodas Hashem. Sacrificing. See, if you continue, see, there is no such thing as perpetual motion. Right? There's no, in the laws of physics, as we know physics now, till Mashiach comes and changes physics a little bit, there is no perpetual motion. You can't create a system that is constantly going to fuel itself. Right? But for some reason, in some circles, in some religious circles, beyond Judaism, they think, oh, but in spirituality there is. No, there isn't. There isn't. There is no perpetual motion. And therefore, if you're not going to invest more avodas Hashem, if you're not going to put more and more energy, it's just going to stop. What's going on is that if you're not constantly investing more and more and more effort, what's happening at the end of the day, it's just gonna burn out. You're gonna burn out. How do you deal with burnout in Judaism? That's something that Meir Shulach talks about a lot. How do you deal with burnout, right? And part of the way you deal with burnout is you go and recharge. That's why shalosh pamim b'shana. Right. So if you're not, you're just gonna have burnout. And the way we burn out, the way we deal with burnout is you recharge. Avodas HaKorbanos. You go to Beis HaMikdash. That's why the most important pasuk the Gemara says in the whole Torah is Kevet Chatasei Boker Tzekevet Tzenitzei Ben Arbaim. You're constantly refueling. You're constantly adding fuel to the fire. You're constantly working on it. So Avraham Avinu says to God, I want to make sure that this is not just going to be a phase. I don't want it to pass on. I don't want my children to want it to be like, yeah, it was nice, it was great, it was good, it's done. No. So what's the answer? Servitude. Relationship. And this is another message of monotheism, of what real monotheism is. We have a relationship with God. It's not servitude to governors. It's not servitude to people who are in charge. It's a relationship with the one, the only one, the real you. Getting to know yourself, right? So the Maaseh Shilach is telling us in a very deep way, Avraham Avinu is looking for a way to serve God in a way that will empower him. And the answer that God gives him is avoda, right? And the words are, you know, aliday avoda, yikava belibcha bechol pam yoter, ad shein nikva leolam. Zei karol lishon Yerusha. That's inheritance. The more you root it, more and more and more and more and more, right? And then there's gonna be a till leolam, till there is perpetual motion, till we reach a part in our relationship, like David HaMelech, constantly. Constantly, there's no way I'm ever going to leave my relationship with God. It's not even in the reality, right? But David HaMelech, he was Malchus. Not everybody's Malchus, right? But this is the relationship we're having. And if we want to make sure that we're going to have, that what we have now is not going to blow away, you can't not fuel. You can't not fuel, right? That's what Rav Kook says. The most important thing you have to do is to be honest with yourself. The most important honesty you need to have with yourself is what Torah inspires me. Rav Kook says, it's a sin to yourself to learn what doesn't inspire you only because everybody else learns it. Right?
What?
Right. Now, that doesn't mean that that's the only thing you should do. Right? It doesn't mean that, oh, well, Gemara doesn't inspire me, so I'm never learning Gemara. No. That's not what Rav Kook meant. Kook meant that if Chassidus inspires you, or Musar inspires you, or Machshava inspires you, you have to learn that. Right? Not, but everybody else is only doing Gemara, and that's fine. Right? For Nevin to learn Gemara is all the Musar he needs. Great! You're not that guy. Right? So right now, right? So you have to, and that's why whenever people speak to me about learning in college, I always say there has to be two siddurim. You have to have what's inspirational and what's grounding, right? You have to have long-term, right? If you're not going to continue learning a little bit of Gemara or a little bit of Halacha, then it's going to be very hard for you in 4 or 5 years to just pick it up and all of a sudden be with it. So keep going. If that doesn't inspire you, great. Who cares, right? Just keep doing it. And then you have to have Torah that inspires you. What gives you koch? What gives you strength? What gives you fuel, right? And that doesn't have to be a book that you're ever going to make a siyum on, right? It just has to be something that gives you power, right? So you have to have two ways, right? Investment learning and inspirational and inspiring, inspirational learning. Right? That's what the Maaseh Shilach is telling us. The Avraham Avinu, in order to really have a relationship with God, you need to live a life of avoda, kind of keep pumping fuel into your relationship with God, or else the fire chas v'shalom will go out. Should be Zohar.